Love one another as Christ has loved you. What need more be said? Nothing need more be said, but I got a couple of minutes I want to share with you. The thing that I wanted to talk about this morning was how easy it is for us to mix up loving with liking. Praise God, Jesus did not say like one another. Because liking people is radically harder and more difficult than loving one another. And it may seem challenging, even the idea to suggest that loving one another is easy to do. But Aristotle, in antiquity, understood what love really meant. It was restated by St. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa Theologica. Both of those people suggested the real meaning of love is to simply will the good for another. To will the good for another. So in order for us to achieve this commandment to love one another, all we need do is will the good for another. That shouldn't be that challenging. But for some reason in a broken world, sometimes we understand loving as having to do kind things for someone. That's not necessarily true. In order to love someone, it doesn't mean we have to do kind things for them. We simply have to want good for them. And we can want good for people who want to destroy us. We can want good for people who have done things that hurt us. We can want good for people we don't even know. It's much harder to like people, especially people who want to destroy us, or people who have hurt us, and even people we don't know. But if we look at the Gospels, Jesus did not spend all of his time on earth liking people. In fact, there's evidence of him not liking people. He didn't like the people who were changing money in the temple. He didn't like people who were hypocritical. But what he did in both of those circumstances is he wanted what was good for them. And what was good for them in those circumstances was the truth. Now, there are some people who walk the planet and have no interest in the truth. We don't have to like them, but we do have to want what's good for them. And in fact, that's what we pray for. If you recall, on Good Friday, we prayed special intercessions. We prayed for the entire world. We prayed for us, Christians. We prayed for the Jews. We prayed for people who don't know God. We prayed for people who hate God. And the reason we do that is because we want what's good for everyone. That is exactly what Jesus Christ wanted. That's why he surrendered himself up to death, because he wanted good for each one of us. He wanted good even for those people in our lives that we might not like. So I want to suggest to you, today is a day when we can renew what it means to love one another as Christ has loved us. As we come forward to participate in this sacrament of love, in this gift that Jesus Christ gave each one of us, let us pray for the strength and the care and the quality of life where we can wish good on everyone, everyone we encounter, and even those we don't. Let us ask God to bless them, just as he blesses us. That is what Christ means when he says, love one another.